Star Wars 7x7 episode 3381. Today we're going to start a series of looks back at the Ahsoka series. Hard to believe it's already over. We're going to talk about the characters that we saw in there and the things that we learned about them. We're going to start with Hera Syndulla. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're starting our series of looks at the characters we met in the Ahsoka series and what we learned about them with Hera Syndulla, and after the events of the Ahsoka series, I feel like Hera Syndulla was more just a, you know, casting to make fans happy than anything else, because she didn't really get a lot to do. I mean, yes, there was definitely some action for Hera in part two of the series. She got to, you know, shoot a bunch of people, and she got to pilot the Phantom and chase down that transport that was carrying the hyperdrive and, you know, have the Chopper throw a tracker on it. But aside from that, basically her whole purpose was giving a little coaching to Ahsoka and a little coaching to Sabine, and then getting in trouble with the New Republic Senatorial Committee only to be rescued by Leia Organa working in the wings somewhere. That being said, it was certainly wonderful in part 8 to see her and Ezra reunited, although the embrace would have been actually wonderful to see. But knowing that Hera had been convinced that Ezra was out there somewhere and still possibly rescuable, and to have her faith finally answered and fulfilled with Ezra's return to the end, yes, that was certainly a beautiful moment. We also learned a very puzzling fact about her, which is that she won't let Jason Syndulla, at least yet, train in the ways of the Force. And there's no explanation as to why that's the case. She blows him off when she asks about Sabine and Sabine getting to be a Jedi, and can I be a Jedi too? And then Hu Yang invites him into the Jedi ship and he's like, can I go in the training room? Can I see a lightsaber? And Hu Yang is like, no. Like, no explanation, no nothing. But we saw that he does have some sort of connection to the Force, as he demonstrated in part 5 when he was hearing the clashes of lightsabers over the sound of the waves when they were on Cetos and Ahsoka had disappeared into the world between worlds. So that's certainly an odd point. Maybe they just got to the point where he's too old, and it's not a good idea for him to go through. Maybe Kanan appeared in a Force vision someplace and said, yeah, don't let him do it or anything like that. Hard to say, but I hope we get an explanation for that down the line somewhere. It is really good to know that Hera and Leia seem to be in cahoots together, as we find out in part 7, I believe it is, where, you know, C-3PO arrives as a messenger for Leia Organa and comes to Hera's court-martial rescue. We also learn that she's a significant part of the New Republic Defense Fleet's leadership, because she's on Home One, which of course was Admiral Ackbar's ship and the flagship for the Battle of Endor. It's hard to say whether it's still the flagship of the fleet at this point. You would imagine that, you know, a few years down the line, that probably, you know, other newer ships might be in that position, but she seems to be in a high leadership role on Home One, and we didn't get to see Admiral Ackbar in the series, unfortunately, but yeah, you can only get so much packed into there. But yeah, she's definitely somebody that is significant to New Republic leadership overall. So I guess we did learn some intriguing facts about Hera as a result of the Ahsoka series, but yeah, personally, I would have liked them to have put her to greater use in some fashion. So yeah, I definitely enjoyed having the character there. I'm very glad that she was in it. Just, yeah, wish that there was a little bit more for her in the series. So here's hoping we get more action for Hera in future Star Wars storytelling. But that is what I've got for you on this first look back at the Ahsoka series and the characters and what we learned about them. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.